AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Bolivia, a general who appeared to be leading a coup attempt has been arrested. Haya Panjwani has more on the situation.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, Juan José Zuniga, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers, and I will not allow this insubordination." He later led his supporters in a chanting, "Long live democracy."
¡Que viva el pueblo boliviano!
¡Que viva!
Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. They waved Bolivian flags. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Russia, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich is on trial behind closed doors on espionage charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. The AP's Emma Burrows.
Putin's hinted he could be swapped for a Russian assassin being held in Germany, but officials have said that can only take place once he's been convicted, which is almost certain, as only 1% of defendants in Russia walk free.
The Supreme Court appears poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. That according to a copy of the opinion briefly posted on the court's website and obtained by Bloomberg News. And the court siding with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts on topics including COVID-19 and election security. And the Homeland Security Department says arrests for illegal border crossings have dropped more than 40% in the 3 weeks asylum processing has been suspended. This is AP News. Two sisters inspired by a cousin with cancer are sewing hospital gowns for other children.
13-year-old Juliana Dema's one-year-old cousin was fighting brain cancer.
And I noticed that the hospital gown she receives were boring, dull colors.
Their cousin is doing well now, but Dema and her 11-year-old sister were inspired to sew and donate more than 1,800 brightly colored, playfully patterned gowns to kids in hospitals in 36 states.
It could just be something like really simple. But like even you like doing that is gonna really like be really big.
No child is ever charged for one of the gowns, which are paid for by donations. Juliana's sister Audrina sews too.
I like seeing the smile on the kids' faces, even though they're going through such a hard time.
The girls have also started sewing zippers into brightly colored t-shirts to serve as infusion ports for chemotherapy or other drugs. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.